CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. Stocks are up today. The Dow has gained more than 350 points.
The market is swinging up because the market participants believe that the program that was put in place by the European Union prime ministers is a workable solution that it had not been in place prior.
Ben Willis at Sunrise Security says the austerity measures in Europe are necessary. The Nasdaq's up 94, S&P's gained about 44, and oil is back up nearly $94 a barrel. The U.S. economy in the third quarter grew at an annual rate of 2.5%. A lot of people thought we might slide backward.
The details of this report show an economy that was considerably stronger than many people thought.
Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wells Fargo. States like the nation are facing potentially crippling debt. California in the worst trouble. Governor Jerry Brown's announced austerity measures of a sort. Public employee pensions are going hybrid, part state program, part 401k style. And state workers won't be retiring younger than the people who pay their salaries. Retirement goes from 55 up to 67 years of age.
It should cut the cost to the state in half.
Current and future employees would pay a greater share of the cost. Some right now pay nothing into a program that pays among the best in the nation. Members of the U.S. House plan to work a whole lot fewer days than you will, who pay their salaries.
Despite criticism that amid public anger at them, House members took an unusually large number of weeks away from Washington this year, their schedule for next year has even more. Republican leaders put out a House schedule with between 1 and 3 weeks off every month. They'll be in Washington fewer than half of the year's weekdays and plan 5-day work weeks only twice the entire year.
It's part-time work. CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. At the Debt Supercommittee, Democrats proposed a plan that cuts spending and raises taxes. Republicans propose cutting spending primarily. House Speaker John Boehner.
I'm not surprised that we're having some difficulty because this isn't easy. It's going to be very, very hard.
Long way to go to get anywhere. This is World Day of Prayer for Peace, 25th year since Pope John Paul started it. Rabbi Arthur Schneier is among 300 members of clergy of every cloth gathered in Assisi, Italy.
Many people believe that religion at different times has been a source of conflict, and we just have to change that paradigm through this kind of united action for peace.
People say miracle again in Turkey.
Allahu Akbar!
Another young man pulled alive from the earthquake rubble. His name is Imdat, which means help in Turkish. Death toll in the quake is now more than 530. Ohio state officials have told the wife of a man who set all those exotic animals free in Columbus, no, she may not have the few that survived back. They're quarantined, at least for now. Marion Thompson's husband set the animals free, then killed himself in eastern Ohio. This is CBS News.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 in the morning, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your motor club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
The trial is set to go forward now in the case against North Carolina Democrat, former vice presidential candidate John Edwards.
John Edwards told reporters outside the Greensboro Federal Courthouse he's actually looking forward to his trial. On charges, he used campaign money to cover up an affair in Chile with the former campaign worker.
You know, after all these years, I finally get my day in court, and people get to hear my side of this and what actually happened.
Edwards again said he did not knowingly break any campaign finance laws. Jim Grisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
A teenage girl evidently thought customs in Miami wouldn't open any of the cake mix boxes to check and discover that it wasn't cake mix at all, but cocaine in those boxes. 24 of them in her 2 suitcases, about 30 pounds of it. Police say that Aisha Olivia Niles told them she didn't know what was in the boxes, but she suspected it might not be cake mix. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The Home Depot has come up with a new way of buying windows and patio doors. It's called Buy More, Save More Pricing. Instant savings from $50 to $600 on all special order windows and patio doors. Instead of replacing a few windows right away and a few more later, this could let you do them all now, thanks to our all-new Buy More, Save More Pricing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
College.
You join the military to serve your country.
Commission.
You work.
Deployments.
You sacrifice.
Promotions.
You spend your lifetime building toward retirement.
Retirement.
Now, you could lose it. Right now, government leaders are making severe cuts to your military benefits. But just $17 makes you a member of the Military Officers Association of America, MOAA, and gives us more ammunition in the fight to protect the benefits you earn. Visit MOAA.org/yourvoice right now.
We will chat today, and we will talk to Pandora because she got Marty's Ghost coming to the Botanical Garden, so we're going to play Marty's Ghost on the radio.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
Why wouldn't we?
All the sense in the world, and few things do anymore, I can tell you that, as you're well aware.
As you're well aware. All right, it's supposed to be a pretty good day today, too. Weather's supposed to be nice here, there, everywhere, and then it's supposed to be nice again tomorrow. And then the weekends are looking pretty good, too. So, okay, we're in biz. We're in biz. Everything's going good. So here, John Edwards is going to get his day in court, as you may have heard. And so I'm trying to imagine that, you know, somebody says, Mr. Edwards, how do you feel about these charges against you? And he goes, just a moment, I'm on the phone. Hey, babe, don't worry about the hotel. I got some campaign money left over, and off with the bill. And what were you saying? Oh, yes, I'm going to prove my innocence.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
California is number one at a lot of things. Surfing, wine. We're the state with the most millionaires, the most nonconformists, the most millionaire nonconformists. That's why Farmers, the number one insurance group in California, is proud to have been born right here. Our 4,200 agents statewide have the experience to help you tailor a plan for the unexpected.
You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright, so give Farmers agent Mike Wright a call at 541-3942.
Number one ranking based on market share of property and casualty insurers in California.
Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
They care for the loved ones you care about, and you care about them too, so that's why you should get together when you need some help. All right. Let's do today. Our flashback in history, our highlight according to the Tribune, on October 27th in 1811, inventor Isaac Merritt Singer, founder of the sewing machine company that bears his name, was born in Pittstown, New York. There was some debate over the Singer sewing machine, too. It was a little patent debate, but anyway, you know. On this date in 1787, the first of the Federalist Papers, a series of essays calling for ratification of the United States Constitution, was published. 1938, DuPont announced a name for its new synthetic yarn, and they called it nylon. In 1947, You Bet Your Life, starring Groucho Marx, premiered on ABC Radio. It was later on NBC TV. 1978, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin were named winners of the Nobel Peace Prize for their progress toward achieving a Middle East Accord. 5 years ago, President George W. Bush said the United States did not torture prisoners, trying to calm a controversy created when Vice President Dick Cheney embraced the suggestion that a dunk in water might be useful to get terrorist suspects to talk. Yeah, a dunk in the water. A little splishy splashy. Born today, Baseball Hall of Famer and sportscaster Ralph Kiner is 89. Actor comedian John Cleese is 72. Author Maxine Hong Kingston is 71. Country singer musician Jack Daniels, that's his name, is 62. Actor Fran Lebowitz is 61. Violinist Vanessa May is 33 today. And Gary Haggerty is 64 today. So I'm going to say happy birthday to them and happy birthday to you if it is your birthday today.
Happy birthday to you.
If there's nothing quite as tall, we say it's the tallest. If its strength knows no equal, it's the strongest. Loudest, longest, neatest, coolest, mostest. In other words, if it's the best, it's the est. Enter Charter Internet, already with the fastest download speeds. Now our customers get even more speed for free. Guess that makes it the fastest est. Try saying that 5 times fast. Don't already have Charter Internet? What are you waiting for? Preview Charter Internet Express, now with speeds up to 12 megs for only $19.99 a month for 3 months as part of a 2-year price guarantee. We think you'll agree, it's good to be the fastest. Est. To sign up for the fastest speeds, call 1-855-2-GET-FAST or visit charter.com/freefast today. Increase for Express and Plus customers only. Offer expires 4/30/11. Package rates apply in months 4 through 24. Installation, taxes, fees, surcharges, and equipment extra. Early termination fees and restrictions apply.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
We got CalCoast News going on today, and we're going to find out what's happening on our Central Coast, and here's what's happening locally. Right here, we got the overtime queen right here. She's it right here. A nurse of the California Men's Colony is in San Luis Obispo. Earned $269,810 last year by tripling her regular pay with overtime pay. So in case you're saying to yourself, how much money can you make if you go to the California Men's Con? This is really interesting because I talked to a young lady, Nancy and I, the other day, and she was in a nursing program, and she said, it's getting tough to be a nurse at some of the local hospitals. And so she said, well, but there's a men's colony, And I said, well, it could do worse. Are you serious? You could do better. Jean Keller got more overtime in 2010 than any other state employee, and all California public workers collected $1.7 billion of extra pay last year, more than half of it in overtime, state payroll data shows. The rest was for unused vacation, union-negotiated benefits such as clothing allowances, physical fitness incentives, and special compensation in recognition of a complex workload. California's public workers collected $1.7 billion of extra pay last year, more than half of it in overtime. State payroll data shows the rest was for unused vacation and negotiated benefits. Other large payouts include a prison doctor who cashed out more than $590,000 of vacation time when he retired, computer specialist and legislature's legal office who got $61,000 in overtime on top of his $71,000 salary, psychiatrist from the Developmental Services Department, the Developmental Service Department, received $97,000 in extra duty pay, and the head of the State Gambling Commission who banked $169,000 in unused holiday pay. Now, speaking of unused holiday pay and what you're going to do with that, we have things going on right here in the Central Coast that we're talking about and saying, okay, well, what's going on with that? And so what we're doing is we're seeing Atascadero, they're getting together and they're starting to say, okay, we have to look at what kind of compensation we're affording people in banking their vacation time. Because there are rules, they have city as a charter with rules, and they've already exceeded that, and so now we became again. We have to get together and say, okay, let's do the right thing. Now, speaking of pensions, money, things like that, and people getting dope. A higher retirement age and a less benevolent pension system awaits new state workers in the future if a plan to be unveiled Thursday by Governor Jerry Brown succeeds. This from CalCoastNews.com. Brown also will be targeting the purchase by current state employees of additional retirement service credits or airtime, which help inflate individual retirement payment amounts. The governor will propose increasing the age of retirement benefit beneficiaries from 55 to 67 for non-public safety employees. He tried unsuccessfully to work public pension reform into budget negotiations earlier this year. Brown also wants to put a ballot measure before voters in November 2012 to reshape the governor's board of the California Public Employees Retirement System. And we have also had, by the way, you know this airtime they're calling? I don't know what they call it, airtime. But anyway, these are like service credits and stuff for other things. And the city of San Luis Obispo was offering that to people, I know for a fact, people that had been in the military could buy their military service time, add it to their time spent as a city employee, and then that would pay them back in 6 years. They would pay them back, and then they'd start making more due. So it's just one of the many things that makes living in Central Coast quite exciting for us all, except for us. But, all right, other things are going on, and they're happening. Paso Robles gangs are becoming a real concern, and again, the influences of the Paso Robles gangs, they believe, are, you know, they're actually being fed by you know, the whole Salinas Valley, but Salinas in particular. Residents of Paso and other North County communities are keenly aware of a growing gang presence in their neighborhoods, but many public officials continue to pretend nothing is wrong. In recent weeks, law enforcement agencies have banded together into a task force to deal with the proliferation of gangs and gang-related violence. But, at the same time, city and county budget writers are shaving funds for youth activities as fast as their blue pencils can scratch. Paso Robles Mayor Pro Tem John Hammond told New Times that he is aware of gangs in our town, along with many others. Up and down the coast, Hammond said, the city has a zero tolerance for gang activities, and the city must keep our police department strong and with a presence that sends the correct message to this element. It was recently reported by Cal Coast News that police personnel in Paso Robles have been thinned drastically from 40 officers in 2007 to 27 in 2010, and that priorities for police response to emergency calls have been rearranged so that only top-level emergencies are answered in a timely fashion. Paso officials will approve the hiring of four new officers in the aftermath of widespread public criticism of the department's performance. And Lisa Solomon, of course, is the chief of. Okay. Other things that are happening in our world. Other things that are going on. They did find out that I'll get to it. As fast as this little thing will take. As fast as this thing will zip along. All right, now. So here's a question. The gentleman that died on the mountain, Madonna Mountain, he did die of blunt force trauma. A mountain biker on the path frequented by families and hikers had to wait about a half hour for law enforcement to show up to a 911 call of a dead, battered body he discovered at the base of Cerro San Luis. Several sources have told Cal Coast News. Witnesses said Charles Levinson was last seen less than an hour before a man discovered his body, leading some to question if a quicker response time could have led to an arrest. Sources tell Cal Coast News that the delayed response occurred because of a jurisdictional issue between the San Luis Obispo PD and the San Luis Obispo County Sheriff's Department. Portions of Cerro San Luis Mountain are in the city of San Luis Obispo, while other portions are in the county, none of the jurisdiction of the Sheriff's Department. And while the bicyclist allegedly called 911 about 4:25 p.m., police officers did not arrive until 5:09 p.m., allegedly because dispatchers were unable to decide which agency should be called. You'd think when in doubt, you'd call them both. But I know what the rules are. As a result, there was a delay in notifying law enforcement. San Luis Obispo police log shows that the call finally came at 4:53. The police arrived at the area of Lincoln Street and Mountain View at 5:09. Sheriff deputies were also at 4:53 and arrived before San Luis Obispo police officers at 4:59 in the area of Hygerian Marsh Street, according to the log. Sources tell Cal Coast News about a half an hour after the original 911 call was made, a lone officer approached the bicyclist and was led to the body and said, "He's dead." And he was. And so, again, they know now, after an autopsy that was blunt force trauma, robbery is the suspected motive in this crime. That is what's happening today on CalCoastNews.com. You can go to CalCoastNews.com anytime and read up on what's going on. There's lots of stuff that's happened in the past if you want to look at that. We got a lot of old files. And then up in the right-hand corner, Talk is Cheap is right there if you want to listen to KYMS Live. And live streaming, you can do that. There's also podcasts of Talk is Cheap, and you can explore those if you wish. All of this on our CalCoastNews.com KYNS News Update.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
Thank you. All right, there we go. 20 minutes after the hour by noon, and you're with Bill Benneke, and I thank you for joining me today. It's going to be a nice day today, and we're going to enjoy that. We're going to enjoy the nice day that we're going to enjoy. All right, now. Somebody just put this in front of me. I haven't hardly had a chance to read this over. Start date, October 26th. Kill, November 11th. Okay. Third annual Veterans Celebration at Thursday Night Promotion Farmers Market will be November 10th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Churro and Hygera Streets. The intention of this celebration is to honor the more than 25,000 area veterans and currently serving service members, as well as those who have lost their lives in the service of our country. The evening's lineup will begin with a procession through the market led by the Marine Corps Color Guard, followed by Central Coast Pipes and Drums, along with the Grizzly Youth Academy drill team and the Cal Poly ROTC. The procession will end at Churro and Hygera Streets, where the posting of colors will take place. A special performance led by the Grizzly Youth Academy drill team will follow the posting of colors. In addition, California Senator Sam Blakes will be on hand to introduce guest speaker Dana Cummings. Cummings is the co-founder and executive director of the Association of Amputee Surfers and Veteran Service Officers of San Luis Obispo County. He was recently named 2011 Veteran of the Year for his dedicated support of veterans through AmSurf, and also recognized by CNN in the 2010 Hero of the Year program. The highlight of the evening will be displays and informational booths lining Churro Street, including the Veterans Express. The Vets Express, founded by Greg Shearer, U.S. Army veteran, transports over 200 disabled vets around the county to medical appointments. Donations will be accepted event for the Vets Express. I hope you'll turn out, at least, and honor those that serve. And if you got a buck or two for the Vets Express, that'd be swell. All right. Wow. Other things. Things that are going on. Things that happen. By the way, here let me explain. If you live over by the Arbors area, and we were driving over there one day, and we were in the park. Yeah, we're in the park. And there's these helicopters, more helicopters, and they're just going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But I could tell that they're landing in the Edna Valley somewhere. You know, they weren't flying that far in, because after you've lived around helicopters for a year, you have to kind of understand what they're doing. So we got in the car, we drove down the Edna Valley, and we saw where one was kind of landing. And so we went through the gate, and we probably weren't supposed to, but went through the gate, and it was the water district. It was the county water district, I think it said this on the sign. And they have a big plant back there. Now, I don't know if I'm going to guess, okay? This is a total guess. I have no idea. I could be totally wrong, and if I'm wrong, you can call me at 786-2578 and say, Bill, you're completely wrong about what happens out there. I'm guessing that the California Aqueduct thing goes through there. That has something to do with it. So there's a locked gate and a building and all kinds. And the helicopters were dropping stuff on the side, by the side of the building. Crates and stuff and stuff and crates and stuff. And I don't know what they're going to build out there. I don't know what's going on. But maybe we'll find it. But then I've been noticing, and I know people that live over there, and I call them, are the helicopters still flying around? Oh, yeah. Yeah, all over the place. Okay. So it's a project yet to be discovered, what that is. I guess I could have asked myself. Start gimping up to a guy in a big bulldozer, you know, you never know what's going to happen. All right. Other things in the news. Well, we mentioned the fact yesterday that the rowdy behavior, this is a schism in Occupy SLO. Rowdy behavior leads to a schism in Occupy San Luis Obispo. I don't know how old the person was that wrote that headline. Anyhow, they said there's rowdy behavior that's going on down there. And so the people that first organized it said, let's break this thing up and be done with it. It was, you know, this whole thing about Occupy America, Occupy Wall Street, Occupy whatever you want to call it, Occupy San Luis Obispo, Occupy Wall Street, is the issue that's really dreadful is the fact that there was no clear mission as to what you were going to do except get together and complain. But then again, you know, the Vietnam War, people just got together and complained, and eventually I had no influence whatsoever. And so then Dick Nixon used it to win an election. And then pulled us out shortly thereafter. So you never know. All the people in the world get together. You never know what's going to happen. It certainly worked better for Martin Luther King Jr., I tell you that. That heading for Washington worked a lot better for him than it did for others. The Pomo District ahead fund for pipeline, supervisor for a local group form tax assessment district. There we go again. Another district. Can I run it? Come on, let me run it, because everybody that runs them, not only do they get in trouble, which I've always been in trouble, but they seem to pick up an extra buck or two, which is always kind of fun. So maybe I could be involved in it. Right. The lead efforts to finance construction of a pipeline that will deliver water to the community from Santa Maria. San Luis Obispo County supervisors agreed Tuesday to allow district officials to form a property tax assessment district of about 8,000 property owners in the Pomo area, including the Mesa, which is covered with sand and silica from the recreational vehicle park, some of whom live outside the services district boundaries. So that's what's going on there. We're going to talk to Pandora, Nash Carner, and we're going to talk about what's going on at the Botanical Gardens. And as a matter of fact, we're going to share a little bit about what's going on because Marley's Ghost is going to appear on the 6th of November. So we'll listen to them now.
Day is slowly fading and the night begins to fall. Shadows from the fire dancing on the canyon wall. Settle down, you doggie. Listen to the coyote cry. Singing you a cowboy lullaby. Cattle softly lowing, making more melody. Lonely hoot owl calling from the branches of the tree. And the night wind whispers while the moon is riding high. Singing here a cowboy lullaby.
Cowboy Lullaby, and I like that one a lot. And Pandora Nash Garner is joining me from the Botanical Gardens, and she's actually joining me from probably from home, but she's here representing the San Luis Botanical Garden, and it's nice to see you, Pandora.
Hi, thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me back on.
All right, now you had Joe Craven, and he was a big hit, and you sold him out a bit.
Well, not only did we sell him out, we had to turn people away at the door,
yeah.
And it's really kind of an interesting dilemma. You know, we give a few tickets away to help promote the concert, like on your station or KCBX, and then about 50% of the people we give tickets away don't come, and then we hold their chairs for them, and then we turn people away. It's just, it's it's a tough call on how to deal with that. But what we're recommending that people do, because we've been having sellout concerts, is that they need to either go online and get their tickets early or phone and reserve their tickets, because otherwise we only can seat 170 people, so it sells out very quickly. And Marley's Ghost is so well known and are so good, and they're doing their California tour to promote their upcoming album that is being produced by Cowboy Jack Clement, who is a big deal. He did a lot of Johnny Cash stuff and help me here, U2, and a bunch of others. And we're talking serious big time here. And we're just really, really lucky to have them.
That's really cool. So, and see, now Marley's Ghost is somebody I've already heard of. I mean, it's like they're people that are well known.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
surprised when you said, I asked Pandora, I said, have they won a Grammy? And she said, no. That surprised me a little bit because they've been around for a long time.
25 years. Yeah, and yeah. that's part of what this tour is about. They're celebrating their 25th year. They've spent the early part of the year down in Nashville with Cowboy Jack Clement recording and writing a lot of the work, but recording their new album, which comes out in February. And I had a long talk with Dan Wheatman, who is one of the five. And what's really interesting to me is that the five guys, Dan Wheatman, John Wilcox, Mike Phelan, Ed Littlefield Jr., and Jerry Fletcher, they have been together as a group for 25 years. Usually, you know, people come and go. And one of the things that's interesting about our very fast-paced electronic lives now is that lots of things are over-synthesized, and what we're hearing is electronic versions of what music sounds like. And the other thing that's happened is that we've become so compartmentalized. You know, it used to be on KFWB down in Southern California, you'd hear all kinds of things on the same station during one day.
Right.
Well, now we have reggae stations, and we have bluegrass stations, and so we hear our music in little chunks. Oh, well, this is a bluegrass band, so we get to hear bluegrass.
Right.
Well, Marley's Ghost is eclectic. They play it all. And as a result, that's both good and bad. It's bad because nobody knows how to label them, but it's great for us listeners because, you know, we're, in theory, not simple human beings. We are multifaceted, which means that we don't just like bluegrass, or we don't just like reggae, or we don't just like Celtic music. We like it all. And what's interesting about Marley's Ghost is they're noted for playing it all.
Now, you may notice when I turn my head sideways, I look two-dimensional, but when I look like this, see, I'm actually three-dimensional. I'm a person.
You are.
I am three-dimensional.
See,
I am.
There you go.
All right. So we're going to have the Dose and Lead Tour. It's going to be at 3 o'clock. And remember, this is Sunday, November 6th, so make sure you know it's Sunday, November 6th. And Dose and Lead Tour is at 3 p.m. The concert begins at 4 p.m. And we have upcoming things. We'll talk about that. But we have limited seating once again. The cost is $20 for non-members, $15 for members. You'd go to www.slowbg.org. That's Slow Botanical Garden, slowbg.org. Or you can call 541-1400, extension 301. That's 541-1400, extension 301. Excuse me. Whatever. I won't mention that again. What? I lost it all of a sudden. There, I just went away. Anyway, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll play. Let's play another song now.
Okay, let me make a couple of suggestions.
Okay,
The thing that I'd like people to understand is that they do play a great variety. So if you go to cut number 3 on the album that you're holding, which is called Ghost Town by Marley's Ghost, it has a very distinct sound. And then if you switch to The Light in the Forest, it becomes a beautiful ballad. And it's almost like, are you kidding? It's the same group. So the variety that we're going to have at the concert on November 6th is going to be remarkable, but they're also going to be previewing a number of the new songs that they've written for their upcoming album.
All right, from the CD Ghost Town, this is Marley's Ghost, and this cut is called My Love Will Not Change.
steady as the rhythm of a pouring rain.
Marley's Ghost, and they're coming on November 6th, the Slow Botanical Garden. And I'm with Pandera Nash Carnaday, and we're talking about what's going on at the Botanical Garden. And we're going to continue to play some Marley's Ghost. We've got some other things I want you to hear. And in the meantime, in the between time, we're going to talk to Pandera about other things. What else is happening out there at that garden?
Well, we have an art show that's coming up. It's a very unusual photo show. It's mostly macro photography. It's called The Circle of Life. And it's all sort of those views of plants and flowers that you never see because we can't get close enough.
Yeah, real close up, yeah.
And they're just absolutely beautiful. We have a reception on November the 10th, which is Thursday. It's from 4 to 6. It's free. However, you have to call for reservations, so we have enough food. The show is being hung today, and it will be up through the 31st of January.
Now, when you have these events that are free, who's paying for the food?
Well, the volunteers are kind enough to make it and bring it. We
really?
Have the
That's
most cool. incredible group of volunteers.
That's cool.
And, you know, people think, oh, volunteer for the botanical garden must mean pulling weeds. But no, we have PhDs in library science who are, you know, helping in our botanical library.
I have this terrible feeling if I volunteered, I'd be pulling weeds for something.
No, you'd be doing radio.
I don't know.
You know, we'll put you to work where your talents and your likes
pulling
are.
Weeds. So the other things, too, that's interesting that's going on, always and remember that the Botanical Gardens, what are the regular hours of the Botanical Gardens?
We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday,
okay.
And the second Saturday of every month we have a presentation and a plant sale, and there's always a kids' activity on that Saturday, so it's really pretty amazing.
Uh-huh.
And as you know, we've talked about this before,
yeah.
Our goal is to introduce people or reintroduce them back to nature. And, of course, the goal of the Botanical Garden is to let people realize that they can have beautiful drought-tolerant gardens without having to have the traditional turf. And so we have lots of examples for people. We have a book called 125 Best of What Will Grow Here with lots of photographs so that you can have beautiful, almost English landscape gardens, but without all the need for the water that you know, we have to be very cautious about.
And matter of fact, Bill McKibben is going to speak at Fremont Theater on Sunday, and it's about world change and environment and all that stuff. And I had two gentlemen in, and we were talking about that, you know. And we are being forced, as we're people that go to this thing on Sunday are going to find out, we are being forced into our the changes that we better accept we must make, or else we're doomed.
We
doomed.
Are. And as you know, we don't respond well as a certainly in the Western part of the world. We don't think long term. We think by the end of the quarter, and then politics get in the way and profits and all sorts of things. So we aren't good at thinking in terms of seven generations.
No,
so that's
all.
One of the things that we're trying to do is not only reintroduce kids back to nature. You know, we all grew up playing outside till it got dark, and our mothers would yell at us to, you know, get in because it was dark. Kids don't get to go outside anymore unless it's on a manicured lawn or at a soccer field, and so they don't get to explore the trees and, you know, run through the woods like
we all do. It's very supervised. Their outdoor activities are very, very supervised.
And I think there's some fear that's developed, you know, don't stay out too long, don't go out of my sight.
Yeah.
And so kids aren't free to, you know, go explore the creeks and the valleys and the trees and the things that are out there.
All right, and they need to, by gosh, they need to. All right, so we're going to have Marley's Ghost. It's going to be Sunday, November 6th. Once again, there's a Docent Led Tour at 3 p.m. At 4 p.m. is a concert. It's very inexpensive. It's $20 for non-members and $15 for members. The phone number you can call is 805-541-1400, extension 301. That's extension 301. You can just go to slowbg.org. And get the information there.
And tickets, they can purchase tickets online. And again, we've been turning people away at the door, so we encourage you to get your tickets early. Marley's Ghost is going to sell out. They are so well known and they're so good, and we're just so pleased to have them as part of their California tour.
Let's do this. Let's play Seaman's Hymn, and be an old crusty Seaman myself. We can do that. And so this is a cappella
harmony. It's beautiful. And then compare that with what we've already heard and then what we're about to hear.
All right.
Come all you bold seamen, wherever you're bound, and always let Nelson's proud memory go round. May the Lord put an end to these cruel old wars and bring peace and contentment to all our brave tars. And pray that the wars and the tumult may cease, for the greatest of gifts is a sweet lasting peace.
Live, we're happy. That thing just kind of went away on me right there. It stopped. All right. So that was Seaman's Hymn. But this was a cappella, which is really cool. And interesting enough, this is, we went through this period. I don't know if anybody's doing it right now, but, the Boys to Men period and all those people, and they did a cappella, in essence. And it was very interesting that barbershoppers did it years ago, and that then we went through a period in rock and roll, and they were doing a cappella, and it was very surprising, I think. Pardon me?
Wailing Jennies do a lot of acapella, and the harmony is just remarkable.
It really is. It really is. And then they have American Idol and these other programs, but they'll have America's Got Talent. You see more of it. They'll have a group of 25 people singing acapella, and they're all singing different notes, and it's like holy cow, it's just absolutely amazing. So it's pretty cool. I like that a lot. I thought that was very nice.
What's interesting about Marley's Ghost is they play every stringed instrument there is, plus the accordion. Occasionally they actually play the bagpipes when it's appropriate. Pedal steel guitar. They also play the mouth harp. The dobro, the fiddle, it just goes on and on. It looks like a music store when they get together. And everything from classical Celtic, bluegrass, honky-tonk, reggae, rock and roll, country western, and then a lot of things that they've written themselves. It will be a remarkable evening.
Let me ask, how long ago did you have to book this? Because they're on a California tour for the new album. What's the new album called?
It doesn't have a name yet.
Name, okay.
They're talking about a couple of things, and I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Okay, well,
maybe
they'll talk about it. We'll see. We'll find.
We booked several of our concerts this year a year ahead of time. A number of the venues in the county, like the Clark Center, has already booked the entire year of 2012 and are already working on 2013. Wow. We have three of our 2012 concerts already booked, and we have two more we're still talking with. So we're really excited.
I'm not gonna reveal the secrets of that. We're gonna wait and find out.
What's interesting about our concerts? About 50% of the people who come have never been to the Botanical Garden. So it's been a great way to raise awareness, new friends.
I bet that's so.
And people walk away and go, this is a terrific venue to bring in people that they don't normally get to hear.
When you want more people to be able to fit in the thing, you just have them sit out in the parking lot.
Well, actually, we're going to not quite do that. We have been working with the county and have been working with an architect and landscape architect for quite some time, and we are about to build the hardscape around the Oak Glen Pavilion, which is our straw bale building. And we're working on the amphitheater that will be inside the sort of the courtyard behind the building, and we're looking at between 250 and I'm hoping for 500 seating capacity in a classic Roman amphitheater style.
Right.
So there won't be chairs, and you'll have to bring your blankets and your pillows to sit on, but if we can put in 250 to 500 seats there, that means that changes not only who we can bring, but you know how much money we can spend, because these folks don't come for free. Even though it is a benefit to raise money and awareness for the garden, we'll be able to go after some bigger people. I want Jeff Bridges. That's my goal. New executive director wants Chris Christopherson.
We'll
see what we can come up with.
All right, Marley's Ghost, again, Sunday, November 6th in the San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden. The docent tour starts at 3. The concert starts at 4. We're going to now hear from them once again, and this is from their Ghost Town CD, and this is called Light in the Forest.
Everything that she has to give, and she looks back on her lonely life, and she wonders why she lives. While standing in the shadow, she is blinded by the light, and her soul suddenly feel everything will be alright. Look for the light in the forest. Listen for the voice in the wind. And in your heart, each beat is a part of the love that there. Forgiveness here.
listen for the voice in the wind. In your heart, each beat is a part of the love that never ends.
Marley's Ghost, pretty song. And Pandora has something to share with us about the gentleman.
That's Dan Wheatman of Marley's Ghost, and he had a chance to talk with him earlier this week. What a nice guy. He used to play with John Denver's band, and he was nominated for Tony for his work on Broadway and some musicals, and he's a fabulous songwriter, and he wrote that song that we just heard. Plays the guitar, fiddle, bass, banjo, blues, harp. Pretty amazing guy.
Yeah, very nice.
Very versatile. But he's just one of the five, and they're all equally good.
All right, we have a photography display that's going up today, and when will people be able to actually see it?
They can see it any time, but the reception is on Thursday, November 10th from 4 until 6.
It but we'll be able to see it before that.
Yes, but
okay.
You probably want to come for the reception. That's when it's fun.
Yeah.
But people do need to call ahead for reservations. It's not on the website yet, but it will be soon. But they can call 541-1400 extension 301 and make reservations. Again, that's free on Thursday, November 10th for the opening reception. It's called Circle of Life, and her purpose is for us to see the beauty that's around us, but we don't get to see because it's in a small flower. And so she has these absolutely incredible large macro shots with incredible color and showing the texture and you know, how close to a stamen have you been lately? I mean, it's pretty amazing.
How close to a stamen have you been? Hakuna Matata, the circle of life, I'll tell you. All right, so Marley's Ghost is going to be Sunday, November 6th. Once again, don't forget, it's going to be at 4 p.m. before the concert. At 3 p.m., you get a free dose and led tour of the Botanical Gardens. So they're doing great things out there, and I thank Pandora and Ash Kerner for coming on board and letting us all know about it. And mark it down again, Sunday, November 6th. Concert at 4, the Docent Tour at 3. Don't forget to get tickets where she just said at 541-1400 extension 301 or at slowbg.org. You can Google that and you'll get it.
Yeah, we have such a limited amount of seating. It's really important for people to get tickets ahead. I hate to turn people away. They're disappointed, and I don't want to disappoint
them.
That's
right. She doesn't like that. So get your tickets early. And Pandora, thanks for showing up.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, take care.
Karen Scott Audiology has moved to a new location. She is now located at 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, and now easy to find and plenty of parking. Stop in and see her at her beautiful new facilities. Karen Scott has been serving the Central Coast for over 30 years. Board certified, she and her staff understands the need to have your hearing checked. From your child to your teen, your mother to your grandparents, hearing loss can occur at any age. And it's nice to know that Karen Scott has the knowledge and experience to help you with all your hearing aid needs, with a wide selection to choose from. They also offer industrial screenings. Give Karen Scott a call today for your free consultation, 541-1790, or stop by 3220 South Higuera, Suite 320, next to the DMV in San Luis Obispo, helping you hear the things you love.
For 125 years, Mercedes-Benz has produced the world's most advanced automobiles, and Star Automotive is dedicated to maintaining those vehicles for many years to come. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. I wish to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles the last 5 years. The Star Automotive Independent Mercedes-Benz Service Center can be found in SLO at the corner of Broad and Francis, on the web at starautomotive.com, or by calling 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the star on your car.
Like reggae music? So do we. Hurry up yourself and link up with the like-minded reggae heads here on the Central Coast. To join the iPower Sounds Reggae Mobile Fan Club and get a free reggae CD, text the word reggae to 68255. That's the word reggae to 68255. iPowerSound.com, where the Central Coast goes for their reggae music.
Get the reggae going on.
Hi. You're with Bill. It's 5 before 1 o'clock already. It's 5 before 1 o'clock already. Anyway, time flies when you're having fun. So Marley's Ghost is going to be a lot of fun. We'll hear a couple more cuts from them during this next hour, and then we'll see them in concert.
Let's do that. Oh, here's Nancy said to me. She said, make sure you tell people about the great cakes. And make sure you remind people about the great cakes at Spencer's Market. The Halloween cakes, they're fab. They really are. There's just some really, really neat cakes. So if you're into having a Halloween party and you want a cake, Frank Bouget has made you some marvels out there at Spencer's. And I don't care which Spencer's you go to, he does the bacon for all of them. And the other thing, too, you can fudge. You can do a little fudge factor. You say to yourself, I'm on a diet. I shouldn't eat a whole cake. So you say to yourself, what if I just had a piece? And so you can buy a piece. And it's a generous portion, too, I might add, for a couple of bucks. So you can do that. All right. That's always fun. Then let me tell you other things going on at Spencer's. This is always the best thing in the whole wide world when you have a bone-in ribeye steak for $4.99 a pound. Yeah, I don't really need to tell you about anything else, but I will. Service Deli, they got things going on. Salt and vinegar, bone-in chicken wings for $3.99 a pound. Macaroni and cheese for $2.99 a pound. Macaroni salad, the potato salad for $1.49 a pound. Can I remind you of something? They make their own stuff. It's not this funny-tasting stuff. These are really, truly good salads, and I mean that. And then they have a super long football, super sub sandwich for $6.99 each, so you can get involved in all that. Shall we do the three-day-only stuff? It starts tomorrow. Let's do it. Three-day-only, right here, three-day-only, spooky sale. Golden Ripe Bananas, 3 pounds for $1. Ahi Tuna Steaks, they're 2 for $3. You can't go wrong with that. Get yourself some Ahi Tuna Steaks, and you get the char on there, and then eat them raw and whatever. Tillamook Butters, $2.99 a pound. And Malto Meal Bags, I didn't know they still made Malto Meal. Malto Meal Bag Cereal, selected varieties, are $1.69. Oh, I see. So they make a different Malto Meal, and makes Golden Puffs and some other jobs. All right, that's the deal right there. They got fruits, they got veggies, they got all the stuff because freshness is local at Spencer's Fresh Markets. Slow roasted coffee, and then slow roasted coffee at a good price, and all your local products that you've ever imagined you want to buy, you can buy them right out there. Moe's barbecue sauce and all that. Get to Spencer's, get your stuff, get some brewskis, you know, whatever you're going to do, and you got candy for the kids for Halloween and all that. And they're on Facebook. You can like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Spencer's Fresh Markets, and so go see them. At San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. Now, speaking of eating, and I often do, I admit it, speaking of eating, but I had a thing in the paper today, it was kind of interesting, front page news. Hormones, not lack of will, blamed for regaining weight. I always wondered, because I lost some a long, long time ago. Any dieter knows that it's hard to keep off what you've lost. Now a study finds that even a year after dieters shed a good chunk of weight quickly, their hormones were still insisting, eat, 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 eat. The findings suggest that dieters who have regained weight are not just slipping back in old habits, but are struggling against a persistent biological urge. People who regain weight should not be harsh on themselves. Oh, I'm feeling better about myself already. All right. Because... says right here, and eating is our basic instinct. Well, that's true. But then the basic instinct for a lot of animals is to push themselves away when they're full. Kind of built in, except for dogs. You know, a dog will eat himself to death if he's alone. Weight regain is a common problem for dieters to study what drives it. This guy and his colleagues enrolled 50 overweight or obese patients in a 10-week diet program in Australia. They wanted to see what would happen to people who lost at least 10% of their body weight. Ultimately, only 34% lost that much and stuck with the study long enough for analysis. The program was intense. It was hard. It was like the thing on TV, you know what I mean? I've never watched it, but I'm sure it's the same thing. Everybody likes a big contest these days, I'm telling you. Why should a dieter's body rebel against weight loss? It's an evolutionary holdover from earlier times when weight loss could threaten survival and reproduction, said Dr. Rudolf Leibel, an obesity expert at Columbia University. So it's not surprising at all that our bodies would fight back for at least a year, he said. This is probably more or less a permanent response. People who lost significant weight not only gain bigger appetites, but also burn fewer calories than normal, creating a perfect storm for weight gain. That sucks. I've got to stop reading. I'm getting depressed now. Other things to say about it is, he said, avoiding weight regain appears to be a fundamentally different problem from losing weight in the first place. The study was supported by the Australian government, medical professional groups, and a private foundation. So there you are. Oh, this guy aboard Nestle's, a maker of Optifast, which obviously is some kind of a weight loss thing. So put that in as a footnote to what they found out. Let's do CBS News. It's 1 o'clock. This is 1340 KYNS San Luis Obispo.
CBS News. I'm Hartley Carnes. Eurozone leaders announced a $1.3 trillion bailout plan for shaky countries and banks that will have to eat much of Greece's national debt.
Traders would have liked a little more detail here, but the fact that these leaders have at least agreed upon something and have a couple of key points to help contain their debt crisis is seen as a major positive for the market.
CBS's Alexis Christophorus at the New York Stock Exchange, where the Dow gained about 340-odd points on the day, the NASDAQ up about 86, and the S&P is up 42. Good news on the U.S. economy in the third quarter. It grew at an annual rate of 2.5%. Not strong, but better than expected.
I don't think I would have thought we would have gotten this kind of a quarter just a couple, 3 months ago.
That's Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics. News on unemployment last week, not so encouraging. Pretty flat, still at 402,000 new applications for unemployment checks. That was down 2,000. It was reassuring today for Social Security recipients to hear that the higher cost of Medicare next year won't bleed away as much of their increase in Social Security benefits as they thought.
Most seniors will only pay an additional $3.50 a month, almost $7 less than what had been predicted just last May. That means about three-quarters of Medicare recipients will get to keep more of next year's Social Security cost of living increase, an average of $39 a month.
CBS's Pam Coulter. The census opens a window on what the economy is like for American families. Fewer Americans are moving, and young people are staying home at the greatest rate since World War II.
Migration and job creation go hand in hand. People can't create jobs unless they know they're going to have workers coming to those jobs.
William Fry at the Brookings Institution. The numbers also show families are not investing in retirement or vacation homes, and the homes they have are devalued and won't sell. The Obama administration has reached out to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network to talk about Afghanistan before and after the U.S. leaves.
You don't make peace with your friends.
Secretary Clinton was asked by lawmakers about efforts to talk to the Haqqani network and the Taliban and whether they were willing.
There's evidence going both ways, to be clear. Sometimes we hear that they will, that there are elements within each that wish to pursue that, and then other times that it's off the table.
In the meantime, she says the U.S. is already working with the Pakistanis to target those behind attacks like the one on the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission has settled with toy maker Spin Master for a potentially dangerous toy, CPSC Chair Inez Tenenbaum.
Aquadot should never have reached the hands of children, so the CPSC is holding the company accountable for serious injuries suffered by children.
$1.3 million the penalty for selling Aquadots, which could make children sick if they swallowed any. The company had the foam beads tested, but the Safety Commission said not well enough. This is CBS News.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. It's a point we wanted to demonstrate vividly. So we caged two people and dropped them in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. And did we mention the cage was made of toothpicks? Millions of toothpicks.
He's on top of it, he's on top of the cage!
How many toothpicks does it take to stop a tiger? Find out. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
No, she looks great. Glad we got that personal loan from One Main Financial. And the loan specialist said we have options if our situation changes.
Honey, twins.
Twins?
You have a dream? We can help make it a reality. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with a simple, straightforward approach. Go to OneMainFinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Formerly City Financial. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of a licensee. For licensing information, visit our website or call us.
Working and playing semi-pro baseball. It's a tough balancing act.
Not everyone is a star in college baseball, but that doesn't mean that you ease up on your work ethic, and it doesn't mean that you love the game any less. Ken Jacoby's a 24-year-old ex-ball player, played college baseball, could hit, and always thought he could do more.
I'm okay to fail, but it won't be because of my lack of work.
He's written about the ups and downs in his book, Going with the Pitch.
Seeing how you mentally, physically, in every way changed.
That's all borne out in reminiscences of 4 years on the field as a Binghamton Bearcat.
Thank you, baseball. It was a pleasure.
Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Tea Party activists in Richmond, Virginia are demanding a refund from the city, saying it's just wrong that the city charged the Tea Party $10,000 in fees to allow their very peaceful rallies, just three of them in the last 3 years, and they've had rowdy Occupy protesters camped out in the same plaza for 2 weeks for free. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and Good Hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Oh,
How does a little shoe store like Mike's and the Slow Promenade seem so big? They start by taking assortment to a new level. Not just any assortment, but the brands people really want and the styles people really love. Mike, Annie, Shu Shun, and their entire crew at Mike's really know their stuff, and they're happy to make it work for you. The right people, in the right place, all the time. You'll like Mike's and find what you're looking for in men's and women's shoes. Every time you hear this ad, you're just one pair away from the perfect number of shoes. Mike's Shoes at Southside Promenade.
Looking for a great holiday gift idea that won't break the bank? Remember this name.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
That's right.
Slow Roasted Coffee.
They're your local neighbors, and their coffee is always a crowd pleaser. Now's the time of year to enjoy Slow Roasted Coffee's special holiday blends. Candy cane, pumpkin pie, winter wonderland, and a favorite, cinnamon gingerbread. Folks love their coffee, and if you're wondering what to give your coworker or need to pick up a host gift before you go to that holiday party, it's Slow Roasted Coffee to the rescue. Got someone out of town? Send them a gift from the happiest place on earth. Shop online at slowroasted.com. They'll ship it for you. Locally, you'll find Slow Roasted Coffee at grocery stores throughout the county. This holiday season, don't just drink coffee, enjoy it. Drink Slow Roasted Coffee. So good.
San Luis Obispo's Palm Theater is your ticket to cinema for the soul. Jim D's Palm Theater shows first-run film festival favorites for those who seek movie mastery that runs deeper than the overly hyped pedestrian fare. This marvelous intimate multiplex is known as the Slow Theater, where the prices and popcorn are the best in town. Green as a bean, the Palm is also the only solar-powered theater on the Central Coast. Across from the Palm Street parking garage, the Palm on Palm. Cinema for your soul.
I was worried that was going to take more than 2 minutes. Sorry. It's 12 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. You're Rebecca. Talk is cheap, your friends and neighbors network. Hey, it's radio. What the heck? You know what I'm saying? Hey, can't take it too seriously. Here's what we have going on right here, though. We got Eiders Appliances because they got things going on. And we got to check out Eiders' incredible deals. Hurry into big savings. 0% interest for 12 months. Thursday, Friday, Saturday only. That's today, tomorrow, Saturday only. Here they have the Frigidaire Super Duper Washer and Frigidaire Super Duper Dryer, just $9.95 a pair. GE Clean Steel Refrigerator, because sometimes stainless steel gets kind of it's a little hard to clean. This isn't. Factory-installed ice maker, the whole shebang for $49.95. And don't forget all your Oric appliances, Oric Insight. They have the Oric Ultimate Hand Vac, Oric XL Pilot. They got the Oric XL Edge. They all do different things in a different way. So you might want to go to Eilers and find out what's going on with that. All right. And then don't forget everything, your appliances, your kitchen stuff, your outdoor stuff, everything in Paso Robles, your lane chairs, your recliners, all that's going on in Paso. And then Atascadero, San Luis Obispo, their stores have wonders for you also. Eilers Appliances. Low prices. Guaranteed. All right. I kind of like the sound effect myself. I thought it was pretty good. I'm getting better at it. Other things that are going on. Here we go. I thought I'd go to the local thing here. Authorities are must continue trying to heal stricken housing market. It will probably help a little. That's about the best that can be said of the mortgage refinancing program announced Monday by the Obama administration. Sadly, there's been true of each of Obama's initiatives to heal the housing market. Surest way to end the foreclosure crisis is for banks to reduce the principal balance for at least some of the 11 million or so borrowers who owe more than their homes are worth. So far, that plea has proved futile. The fact that other programs have failed to live up to expectations is a reason to bend. Although it's close to reason. Anyway. So lenders should be required to send letters to every eligible homeowner explaining how it to apply for the new program. A few months in, regulators should assess and adjust the rules to ensure everyone who is eligible actually applies. The state must do their part, too, even when the payoff might seem small. So they're saying to people, you got to help them out. You got to do whatever you can. See, the only way this thing helps is if you're underwater, if you owe more in your house than it's worth. Which is interesting when you stop and think about it, because the banks are paying nothing for the money right now. The banks just go to the Treasury and say, here, can I have some money? They go, okay. So then, of course, what they've been doing is, and this is why this we have to have this other law passed, they have to say, okay, you cannot invest in things for your own profit. You have to invest in banky type things, not stock market type things, in order to make a profit. They should just undo the crazy thing that they did back in the Reagan administration. But anyway, so here's the problem with that. So and if you take San Luis Obispo, people could be struggling like crazy to make their house payment, be succeeding, not by a lot, but be succeeding. But because San Luis Obispo is a market that hasn't gone underwater yet, you're not eligible for this program. I thought I could have stretched a little bit further, especially considering what the Fed is doing with interest rates. Putting Falcon back on Morro Bay perch. This is a Bill Moram's column today. The statue seasons come, seasons go, before and after the theft of its Falcon in 2009. This is a Chumash Indian holding a Falcon, and has other things by it. And this was right in front of the Morro Bay Art Center there, and so it's been Art Nature Center and the Natural History Museum, and somebody swiped it back in 2009. And so here there was this beautiful thing that was done by Mark Greenaway. It initially cost $25,000. They're going to have to some 20 local restaurants and wineries are joining forces with more than two dozen area artists who are all donating their food, wine, and art to raise at least $8,000 to replace the Falcon. And so although the museum is open to the public every day, with the exception of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, perhaps its most enduring and far-reaching thing right there is in the front porch. All right, other things going on. Atascadero, right here, I was telling you about. City and unions to work on vacation accrual. This policy on how much paid time off city workers can get and set aside has not been strictly enforced, as we know. And then forum puts focus on public employee pension plan reform. Panel seeks ways to alleviate fiscal strain on local governments looking to cut costs. And where is this other thing we want to talk about? We got the governor. Proud to propose pension overhaul, raising retirement age, and 401k-style benefits are expected to be included and part of the plan. The Democratic governor, who plans to release his pension plan today, will also propose prohibiting the purchase of additional retirement service credit or airtime, as we talked before. And we had this on Calcos News, but I just want to remind us that it's all in one big stew right now, being stirred. And then, you may have heard this, trickle-down debate revived in flat tax plans. So this is it. We got everybody in the whole wide world now has a Newt Gingrich, Michelle Bachmann. They have a flat tax. They're supported. Rich Perry has a flat tax. Mitt Romney has a flat tax. Everybody in the whole wide world has a flat tax. And so the first one, though, was soundly, Herbert Keynes was soundly trounced by people that had a calculator. It said... Yeah, this isn't really going to work that well for the middle class. It's really not going to help try to tax the upper class. So I don't know what all these things do. We'll wait till they sort themselves out. And we'll find out if one makes any particular sense. I mean, I've been for a flat tax plan. Nobody told me I was wrong. I don't know that. That's not fair. I don't know that I didn't think to myself that, guess what, Bill, I'll admit that I'm a homeowner. If they put a flat tax rate plan and took away your interest, payment and took that deduction, your interest deduction away, heavens knows how much more I and every other homeowner would pay in taxes. I mean, I'm aware of that. Also, if they, let's say they let you keep that, but they still said, okay, let's go back to the 999 tax, so that's 18% tax. I'm aware that I may pay more, but the question remains is, how much more will I pay, and is it still more fair? Is it still more fair and easier and gets rid of these crazy tax codes that we have that take, you got to have science to do your tax returns because you can't get it done. So that's what I was thinking. That's all I'm saying. Is it fair? Is it a way to make it more equitable? Maybe it is. Maybe there's no way to do it except with a graduated tax plan. I don't know. But then you have to decide if that's going to work. Then you have to decide, okay, what do you eliminate as far as exclusions? does the guy who's the trader at, on Wall Street that's paying 15% on what he on what he's trading, does that make sense? That doesn't make sense. 15%. But then you got to go back the other way. Is it is 15% fair? Is 50, you know, the problem is we're used to paying so much tax that these numbers sound too little, 15%, but maybe 15% is fine if you on your income tax were not paying more than 15%. Yeah? If you're an average worker, you know, average income, then maybe that would make sense. The problem is we've gotten so used to the fact that the government says, okay, we're going to take 22%, we're going to take 28%, we're going to take 35%. We don't even know any better anymore. Now, here's a big issue that's going on, and you can feel however you want to about it, and you can call, too, at 786-2578 or 1-866-937-1340. And that is, so we had this thing about, a personage? Is that what they call them? If you, a fertilized ovum is a personage. Now they got the thing with the PETA is basically saying that the orcas at SeaWorld are slaves. So remember yesterday when Ann called in, she said, you know, the problem with all this is you have to follow the string. Well, if you do that with the orca whales being slaves, then at what point are some household pets, goldfish, birds, let's say have a parakeet, it's had its wings clipped, so it's kind of, it's in a cage, it's as slavey as you can get. It doesn't even get to have anybody applaud for it or, you know, get fish or anything. Is it ever going to make sense? Is it ever going to make sense? And so now, so somebody came off with, and I'm trying to do things that are very sensible because if they're saying, okay, if you cage an animal, be it in a pond of water or in any other way, then that violates the amendment that says you people should be free. But where does that end? What about people that have, because you have to go the whole way with it. You can't go part way with it and say, well, this is the animal we're going to pick. You know, that doesn't work. The Constitution doesn't work that way. So how about people that have dogs that they keep in the house all the time? How about people that have cats they keep in the house all the time? What is the what entirely is the difference? There isn't. There is no difference. So the orca whale program to me is like bogus, but that's me. I guess it gets into how we personally feel about, and I think like a lot of people, I have mixed feelings. I have mixed feelings about zoos, you know, and SeaWorld and these things where you have these animals that are, you know, they are captive animals. They're well cared for. They often live much longer than they would in the wild. But, you know, you're in a cage. So how do you feel about it? I've always had mixed emotions about it. I'm sorry. They're not unmixed yet. I haven't landed on a thing that's going to say yay or nay to it. But I think that if you start to say that, you know, you're talking about slavery when you have an orca whale at SeaWorld, I think you're running into a lot of problems with that. Of course, if you do that, then every animal in every zoo has to be released. There will be no more zoo. Every single animal in every zoo would have to be released. And then here's the other thing too. Part of the debate is that, you know, what happens if a baby orca is born in captivity? Does that make it a different thing? See, is that it wasn't a wild orca brought in? It was raised in this tank. It's all it knows of life. Too much to think about. How effective is the yearly flu shot, it asks. Fewer Americans are protected than previously thought. They're saying about the annual flu shots protect only about 59% of the population, far less than previously thought. Well, 59% isn't bad. If you have a 1 in 2 chance of getting the flu, that's not bad. 50-50, that's okay. That's not bad. You know, that's not bad. It beats nothing. It beats not having it and going, you know what, there's a pretty good chance you're going to get the flu. I can go with 50-50. Let's get on the horn today and say hi to somebody and find out what's going on. Hello.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
You good? Who's this calling?
This is Matt.
Hey,
Lewis.
Hi, Matt.
Yeah, I think that SeaWorld thing is a bit of a joke myself, but their contention is that, you know, your analogy of household animals isn't correct. Your household animals don't have to do 4 shows a day, 365 days a year, and so that's more of what they're you know, contesting. It's more like, you know, how, you know, you see with the zoo or circus animals or something like that. And I can kind of agree with them to a certain extent.
So it's kind of like what you're saying is it's more like slave labor as opposed to just slavery.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And they're profiting from the use of those animals and you know, the well-being of those animals. It's, you know, it's important to them as a business, but I guess they would like some third-party agency to verify that they're doing well. But and on that other subject, the personage issue.
Yes.
That's a scary thing that's going on right now, and I don't know how many of our ladies in the states are aware of these efforts at the statewide level to really, that will, in some states, reduce access to the pill, to IUDs, and to any form of birth control except for rubbers. And
therefore, already we got a problem. Why would that be the exception for any reason in the whole wide world?
Oh, the rubbers?
Yeah, why would a prophylactic
be the rubbers prevent the fertilization of an egg. You know, your pill basically prevents a fertilized egg from attaching. And an IUD basically scrapes the fertilized egg off the wall that is trying to attach. So it's stretching the abortion limitation. So the people that are against abortions, this is their next big thing that they're pushing, personhood, personage.
Personhood, or maybe it's personhood. But here's the thing. So, and this is what Ann and I talked about yesterday. So now you have the maternity police. And so if a woman in any way ingests something that's known to be harmful to a fetus, for instance, a glass of wine, if she smokes a cigarette, but you can go on and on. You have to keep going about things that, you know, are maybe not good for babies, babies in the womb. Do they get arrested for that? Do they get fined? What do you do with that?
It makes perfect sense, and that's where we should put all our effort is to regulate the women. And yet, I don't need meat inspectors or vegetable inspections or any of the other things that government could do. You know, we got people telling us all the time we need less government, and it's the same group of people saying that want to go right into my bedroom, right into my wife's medicine cabinet, and decide what's appropriate for her to take to plan her family or not plan her family. And people really should get upset about this, Bill. It's not, you know, the parallel between personage and this silly human rights thing at SeaWorld isn't a good parallel. It diminishes the one issue, and it really needs to be talked about more.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, and I'm not trying to make those a parallel. I'm making them a parallel only in the fact that here's two weird things in the news that people think,
yeah,
that people think they want to do and enforce. And in fact, what does it really mean when you say this is what we're going to do? You know, this is our idea.
The comparison, though, of the, you know, equivocation of them, though, it's the one is an issue that should be talked about, personhood and the limitations to birth control and such should be something that we really should be lighting our hair on fire about, talking about left and right. Yet you're going to see more media coverage over some liberal person who gives liberalism a bad name by trying to say that the orcas are enslaved, right?
I don't disagree with that. I think it's too bad. I think you're right. I think it's going to attach itself to it's going to become political, and then it's going to attach itself to some party. And at that point, it's going to be inane again. It's going to make no sense.
We get these strong political strawman arguments against the left, and I'm a liberal person, but I don't know of any of my liberal friends who ever wanted to regulate the salt intake in restaurants or whatever. Yet there's those crazies out there who take it to the, you know, Uber levels. Then we're normal moderate liberals are painted as these crazies. And you're seeing it right now with the Occupy Wall Street. The effort is to try to make liberalism equal to craziness. And
sure.
just the opposite, if you ask me.
Oh, I understand that. I understand that. I think the only sad part I don't like about the Wall Street thing is I wish there had been a more cohesive organization of what are our goals besides just saying, don't you see what you're doing wrong? Because even though I think that's a noble cause to say to Wall Street, you know what, you've ruined our lives, a lot of people's lives, you benefited from it, now you're still getting the same kind of pay you got before and the bonuses. I think there's value in these demonstrations to at least say that question.
I'm not sure you're getting much reported accurately on these demonstrations through our media. I mean, we don't really have, you know, this canard of left-wing media is just a bunch of BS. I mean, MSNBC is owned by GE, who makes jet engines. We're never going to see any kind of real discussion about the industrial military complex on our liberal media because they're owned by them. You know, don't you ever wonder when you're watching MSNBC or Fox or all these, why does ADT Supermarket Through the World advertise, or why does 3M or these products that never have an end user advertise on these?
No, it's interesting.
It's about controlling what's out in the media. And sure, if your largest advertisers are corporate conglomerates, we're not going to get anything out of this. You know, the Occupy Wall Street is basically saying that to our government, do your job of regulation, and that is the lack of regulation that caused this mess. And yet all we have is people talking about our path to prosperity is to regulate less and to tax less and to eliminate minimum wage.
And the other thing is this, the coverage of Occupy Wall Street when it was this is how our media works though these days. When it was brand new and fresh, it was the thing du jour. Then everybody was covered. You know, everything was covered. Now that it's spread nationwide and it's important to that many more people, oddly enough, the media then says, well, we'll only cover the stuff where people get into clashes with police.
Bill, I take an issue with that. It was not covered for the first 3 weeks of it. You didn't get any cameras down there whatsoever. I mean, it was only through the internet and alternate media that it then came into the mainstream. And it only came into the mainstream when they started arresting 700 of them at a time. Whereas if you look at the teabag or the Tea Party, I don't want to be offensive, but the Tea Party had buses paid for by the Koch brothers with Tea Party Express emblems across them. They had people organizing money, taking them to rallies, and you don't see any of that corporate sponsorship at the Occupy Wall Street, and I think that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a good thing, too, to tell you the truth. All right, well, I very much appreciate your thoughts today, Matt, and please call in again.
Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed, because today's times are filled with opportunity if you understand the new rules of money. You need to attend a free Rich Dad Stock Success Workshop at the Marriott Courtyard in San Luis Obispo. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book Rich Dad Poor Dad, this totally free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach you how to pick the right stocks every time, when to get into the market and when to get out, how to make money from stock you don't even own, how to protect what you have even when stock prices are melting down, why saving money will never make you rich. Attend this free Rich Dad Stock event next Tuesday for one day only. Sign up now at richdadtoday.com or call 800-953-4308. That's 800-953-4308. Sign up now and get a Rich Dad exclusive DVD documentary just for attending. Call 800-953-4308 today.
Do you love looking for adventure? Do you love getting away for a weekend and taking friends with you? If so, you'll love the 2011 Subaru Outback. It's always ready for anything and is available now at Rancho Grande Subaru. The go-anywhere capability of symmetrical all-wheel drive lets you pick a point on the map and just go, no matter what condition the road is in. It's a 2010 IIHS top safety pick, and with 29 miles to the gallon, it has better fuel economy than midsize SUVs like Jeep Grand Cherokee and many two-wheel drive crossovers. Plus, the Outback is built in a zero landfill plant because when you love seeing the world, you want to keep it as beautiful as you can. Love. It's what makes a Subaru. Experience it for yourself today at Rancho Grande Subaru.
Rancho Grande Subaru, 1404 Auto Parkway off Los Osos Valley Road in San Luis Obispo. Or check us out online at ranchograndesubaru.com.
2010 top safety picks include 2011 Subaru Outback. EPA estimated fuel economy for 2011 Subaru Outback 2.5 ICBT, 29 mpg highway versus 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee two-wheel drive, 23 mpg highway. Actual mileage may vary.
Marley's Ghost coming on November 6th through the Botanical Garden. Should be a good story. Should be a good show. All right, you're with Bill, and I thank you for joining me today. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're supposed to have a continued nice weather for a while. At night, though, cold at night. Get the long johns out. Get the long johns out. All right, let's find out who's yipping and yapping about whatever. There was interesting things here today. So here we had the thing about the housing market and what they're supposed to do, and that was according to the San Jose Mercury News. This was interesting. It's Trust Voters, They Won't Trust You is by David Brooks, and basically saying that, don't just whisper a grand bargain in back rooms with John Bonner. Make it explicit. Take it to the country. Lower the ideological atmosphere and get everybody thinking concretely about the real choices facing the nation. If you don't trust voters to be serious, they won't trust you. His comment about the government. Surprisingly, Victor David Hansen, when we talk about this thing that's coming up, Bill McKibben, Victor David Hansen is like global warming, rest in peace. No such thing. There's no such thing. Let's get on the phone today and say hello to... Hello?
Hey, Billy Boy, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. Hi, good.
I don't like to be contradictory to your last caller, but according to an independent news source, the first 3 weeks of the Wall Street, they had over 123 different stories on major media things about it. 80% of it, or 85%, was favorable. As for the team had some stories about him, and over two thirds of them were anti.
Are you anywhere that you can move so that you're not broken up?
On the road right at the moment.
Okay, because I'm getting about every other word.
Oh, okay.
If you
let me see if I can pull over here.
You're not talking when you're on the road, are you? Of course.
Yeah, I'm talking with a hands-free.
Oh, you got a hands-free affair. I'm sorry. That's right.
Yeah, that's still legal. And there was one other thing I was about. With some of the things that you're talking about, which I think that the embryo is a life form, and all, I think this is kind of cracked and trying to get to the extreme and stuff. And I understand what you're saying about, like, the camel's nose under the tent, that kind of thing on that, like Ann was talking about yesterday. The difference between that and what they're talking about with the energy stuff, when you had your guest the other day that was talking about the pollutions and everything and having so much pollutions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
China's up and past us, and India's right behind them, and they don't intend to do a darn thing about it. And who pretty much wiped out their financial system by trying to go totally green, and afterwards, after a 10-year period, found out that they didn't do anything in the way of changing the climate. Those kind of things. What happens when the laws put into effect, and what if, even if this guy, 99% of the scientists, which I would dispute that pretty greatly,
okay,
but even if 99% of the scientists say that global warming is man-made and all that kind of stuff, what if they're wrong? Because when I was in high school, it was the Ice Age. And when I was in high school, Time magazine had different stuff, and we watched a movie about what was going to happen. And the next thing was that by 1990, the food would be gone in the world, and everybody starving.
All right, let me do two things. I also addressed the fact when they were here yesterday. I did address the fact in saying talk about China and India. And, you know, what they have no, you know, there's not a catalytic converter in the world on an Indian car or a Chinese car, probably. And so they're not concerned about it. You know, at this point, they're not concerned about it. Let's say we have a progression of cataclysmic events like the weather we had this last year. And then people start to say, well, maybe, you know, maybe they'll might say maybe it is. Here's my thinking, though, Mike. I don't know that I've climbed on board the whole global warming thing 100%, but that's not the point. The point is the things they're talking about doing to make the environment better sound like they're not that complicated for us to do, number one. And number two, they may make the environment better. So why not just do them?
Okay, right now there's a, you know, proposition, status 32, whatever it's called, California, which is an environmental, you know, trade thing that that they brought in when Arnie was in office. And it goes into effect real soon. There are literally farms, dozens and maybe even hundreds of farms in California that are going to have to go out of business because they follow those laws. Right now, the environmental laws, as far as the rainwater and stuff like that, the water that comes off of the property that is being used to grow our food, if it, time it gets down to the rivers or whatever, isn't pure enough to drink, they want to shut down the farms. they want to enact this thing that they actually have to have a purification, water purification thing for every farm, for every field, for every, you know, and yet they're talking about this stuff with lives of people as being nutty, and this thing with the being an intelligent process. They're also talking about smart living, where you remember the old thing about the rats. You put 10,000 rats in a little tiny place, and eventually they're going to kill each other and eat each other and whatever. And our, you know, our crime rates in the big city show that. But that's what everyone's saying, including here in Bispo. They want smart growth. They want everybody on top of everybody in area instead of spread out.
Well, this has been quite a day for you. I won't disagree with you about the farmland. I don't think it's practical. I don't understand. I don't understand what they're doing and why. You know, a lot of people come up with things and say, you know, this would be really intelligent to do. So if you said, okay, we're going to take runoff water off of farm property and we're going to purify it and then go ahead and let it go into the streams and wherever else, and then it's still going to go back through a water purification process anyway. But let's say, but now you've merely made sure that it's pure. Okay, is that an intelligent thing? Sure. I'm not going to deny that it's not. But at the same time, this is a practical thing. Is it going to, like you say, is it going to put people out of business and then we don't have any food? So, you know, I mean, what sense? How sensible is it? I don't care if it's intelligent. How sensible is it if you're going to come up with some kind of a law that says, let's starve ourselves because that makes more sense. As long as we can get a glass of water, that's okay.
Right. The way that they want to pass cap and trade, which is the pollution laws and all this kind of stuff. For it, that you can pay the suit or whatever. And, of course, we know who's exempt from it, all government vehicles.
Sure.
And wait
till these trucks start rolling in from Mexico, and we're going to see how much they pollute.
We already know, and that was what the complaint was, that the accidents that were happening in the border town and so they complained about it and got a stop to it. And then, you know, they had this trade war, and now they're going to do it again.
All right, Mikey. I appreciate it. We got 90% of what you were saying, and I think we can figure it out. So I appreciate that, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Bye.
Thanks.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. I was getting it, so I figured, okay, we'll go. As long as you're getting it, that's what matters, I think. Let me see what else is in the news and why they're there and what they had to say today. Angie King had a thing. They had Lynn Lewis Griffith had an article in last Sunday's paper, I believe it was. It was called Love Your Body, How Time at Lynn Lewis Griffith's article on girls' self-esteem should appear the same week as the Now Foundation Love Your Body Day. National Organization for Women recognized that the struggles girls and women face in a world dominated by demands that women conform to a patriarchal view of what is beautiful, damage our self-image and self-esteem, and further perpetuate the false idea that one cannot be happy unless one fits an idealized version of woman. Angie King, of course, wrote this, and she's you know, been involved in women's programs. And it's interesting too. But you know what? But it's not getting better in a way. It's getting worse. And I'll tell you where I see this. And it's hard. I mean, it's hard being a young person. And they're the ones that really have to suffer to get through it. But then again, you look at how much plastic surgery older people have and Botox and all that stuff, and they look like goons. And yet somehow they think that they're trying to hang on to their youth, and they just look like clowns. But anyway, that being what it is, an interesting thing, a conundrum that I see that's going on in the entertainment industry is, and especially like the music industry, is you have, and this is weird. Now, I don't include Gaga in this, by the way, but you have a lot of female performers now and male performers that are good looking. Now, nothing like it used to be. I mean, the old days, you didn't have to be good looking to sing. Now, was Freddie Fender good looking? I don't think so. You didn't have to be good looking to sing. You just had to be able to sing. Now it seems like there's another criteria that you have to have a certain, image that you put out there that is going to appeal to young people. And it's really kind of interesting that, you know, it is sad in its own way. I don't know that with Wall Street doing. The advertising people doing what they do. I don't think it's going to get better from that standpoint, Madison Avenue. I think that, you know, if they perpetuate this, that perpetuate two things right now: that women should be pretty and slim and all that kind of stuff, and that men are dopes. You know, that anytime they have a thing where there's a married couple, whatever, and the guy is a dope. Now, why have they decided that? I guess that empowers women. Maybe it helps them sell product, and it needs to be analyzed more. I look at it, I'm insulted by it, but at the same time, maybe it does empower women in a certain way to say, you know, we're smarter than the men we're married to, so that's a good thing. I suppose if they keep feeding you that stuff long enough, you'll say that to yourself. I don't know. But that's certainly what you see in advertising today. And then you also see, once again, you know, people, there's generally a prototype person in most advertising. And that's just the way it is. You know? So it's going to take I don't know what to do. I think the idea of self-worth has to be totally separated from the idea of appearance. And it's very hard to do that with especially younger people. But that really has to be the effort. You know, it's not enough to just say you don't have to be pretty. You know, you just have to be yourself. Well, you know, that sounds very trite to me. You know, I think parents actively have to express that in how they live and what they do and what they do with their children. And I think it's a lot of work. I think it's just a lot of work because you're trying to overcome what Madison Avenue and their peers are trying to undo. So it's not an easy task. There's no question about it. Paint Hour later, the piece by Mr. Pei Xiong states that plastic bags are being recycled because they are reused to pick up after pets, but he forgets that after this use, they're tossed in the trash bin, which is taking the city, et cetera, et cetera. So we're back in the plastic bag brouhaha again. Other things that are in the news today. Since the recent accident near Hearst Castle, I have seen several letters regarding people driving too fast, too slow, or passed on Highway 1. A while back, I was on my way home to Cayucas from San Luis Obispo about 5 p.m. after passing the 65-mile-per-hour sign on Highway 1 just north of Cal Poly. I decided to conduct an experiment. I set my cruise control at 65 miles per hour, and starting at the traffic light at CMC, I began counting the cars that passed me and those that I passed. From the point Highway 1 to 41 in Morro Bay, from that point to CMC, a distance of less than 10 miles, and where the speed limit drops to 55, I was passed by 18 cars. The number of cars I passed was zero. Several vehicles kept pace with me during the stint, but we were all doing the speed limit, and I never had to pass anybody for going too slowly. Maybe the answer is for all of us to set our cruise controls for the speed limit when driving our local highways. Adrian said that from Caifas. Adrian, can I tell you something? I don't want to get a ticket. The last time I got a speeding ticket, I was on Los Osos Valley Road, and I wish I had my cruise control on, because I was just there was nobody on the road. I was the only guy, and I was just enjoying the day. I was not paying attention one iota to the speed limit, which was 55. You know, I'm just looking around the flowers and the hills. It was one of those kind of days, you know, just gorgeous. You know? And the next thing I know, you know, a CHP passes me on the other side, and then I look in my mirror, and he turns around. So I just pulled over. He didn't turn around for no reason. And I pulled over. He goes, "You any idea how fast you're going?" I said, "No, I have the faintest notion. No idea. I had no idea. I was going 65. So when I get on the freeway, when there's not so much traffic, it doesn't make any sense to do it because you're going to stop and start and start and stop and do all that kind of stuff. I've set my cruise control for 65. That way I don't have to wonder. I don't have to say, well, maybe I was going a little fast. You don't have to wonder about it. I agree with you. And there are certainly people are going to pass you. There's no question about it. You know, they're going to pass you. But then they have, you know, in other states, they have a law that says that you can't be in the left-hand lane unless you are going to pass somebody. And that, you know, I don't care if you're doing the speed limit or not, you're required to be in the right-hand lane. And if people want to pass you at 120 miles an hour, that's up to them and the consequence of that. But I would just say to you, good idea. Use your cruise control. And by the way, it's more than 10 miles from the CMC to Highway 41. I know. because I used to pick up my son at Morbay High School every day. And it's from the time you can first see the stacks on Highway 1 to Highway 41 is exactly 10 miles. Right there. Set the facts straight. That's what I'm here for, to set the facts straight.
Thank you for being a friend.
You're welcome. Thanks for being a friend on a Thursday. Tomorrow, Karen Vealey is in here right at noontime. We'll have our Calcos News Week in Review at 1 o'clock, 1:05, right after the news. We'll have Jim D in, I hope. And we'll be talking about what's going on in the movies, and we'll just talk about Friday its own self. Until then, may all your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because...
This is Talk is Cheap.
The game is over.
The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Game over.
With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails.